following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too.
Welcome back to the Root Note. We got the she shed done. We got the she shed done. It was a super long week, but it was well worth it because she got really emotional at the end when she saw it, and I got to spend it with my brother and his family. And I don't get to do that very often. So as we were building it, you know how nothing goes to plan in construction? We had to go back to Lowe's and Home Depot I don't know how many times, and there were some tools that he forgot, that I forgot were lost, and my neighbor came through with a lot of this stuff. He has just about everything you could ever want lying around his house. Screws, lumber, nail guns, even had an extra ladder for us, but I don't know why we didn't think. Building a 15-foot A-frame, we're going to need more than one ladder, so. But he comes through whenever I'm in need, all the time. So I'm excited to introduce you to our first guest, my neighbor, Vince Petty. This is I Learned a Lot from Her. The song is about living, not necessarily living alone, but learning. It's learning how to do things by yourself if your spouse isn't there. You know, I know Chrissy would like me to do things a certain way, but when she's not here, I tend to do things my own way. Yeah. And like, for instance, she wanted me to clean the showers this week before Corey and Hill got here, right?
Yeah.
So I brought the pressure washer inside the house.
Okay.
So is there something you've learned to do around the house that Sherry would not approve of?
No, she was a horrible housekeeper, you know.
You want to share a story of a time that you and Sherry disagreed on the way something should go around the house?
Well, she was going to make me wash dishes one time. And I got me a trash bag and started putting them in it, you know. She ran me out of the kitchen. I said, "You're going to make me do these dishes. You're going to do dishes." So I started putting them in a trash bag.
Well, let me ask, why don't you like to do dishes?
I don't know. I just, you know, she laid around the house all day long, and I'm out working. Right. Why the hell was she asking me to do the dishes? She sleeps 11 o'clock every day. Yeah. That's why I didn't do no dang dishes.
Yeah, I can understand that, man. So how long were you married?
43 years.
Oh, wow. She moved out.
Yeah.
And, you know, within the last, was it
two years ago.
Okay.
Basically, she just depressed and unhappy, you know.
Yeah.
That was her biggest thing.
As far as, like, the biggest change, you know, of having somebody around.
Being alone. I don't like being alone whatsoever. I just do not like it.
What's something that was the first thing you struggled with?
Just lonely.
Just being lonely?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a hobby that you picked up after she left?
Not really.
No?
I got all kinds of hobbies.
Yeah, I know. I know you have all kinds of stuff going on over there all the time. You know, once you moved out, did you find yourself doing something that, you know, on a regular basis, maybe a bad habit or something?
Not really.
No?
No. Maybe drink a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I don't help with that.
Oh, I know one thing I did Sherry wouldn't approve of. She had a little old bitty mop bucket mop, and I went and got me one of them big old industrial mop buckets.
Oh, yeah.
With a squeeze,
the ones with wheels?
Yeah. Got wheels and the squeezy thing on there, you know?
Yeah, the big yellow ones.
Yeah, big yellow ones. And the big old industrial mop. I could mop this thing in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, that works a lot better. That's kind of what this verse of the song is about. It's like, When Chrissy wants me to vacuum, I know that my shop vac gets under a lot more stuff.
Oh,
it
yeah.
works better, and it was cheaper than her vacuum. If you're comfortable with it, we can go into the other side of this.
All right.
The lonely part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I know when Chrissy's gone for, you know, a week at a time, or she's in town for a week, but she has jobs early morning and comes in late.
Yeah.
Like some days I don't even say anything, you know, I don't say a word, and it does kind of really wear on you, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, I got my work, you know, I go work, talk all day long.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that kind of fills that void.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that definitely would. But you've recently got a little side-by-side, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I know you use that quite a bit to go down the road to Bob's house, right? Is it Bob?
Bubba.
No, it's Bubba, yeah.
I don't know. You know, I bought a four-wheeler before that. I think I just buy myself toys for a pity party, really.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't need that stuff.
Well, you could use it a lot.
Oh, yeah, I can use it, and they're fun. I really enjoy them, but...
Yeah. I guess your thing is a little different than mine, because Chrissy does, you know, still lives here, fortunately. Can you speak on learning to live with yourself? Do you see more of your faults, the stuff that maybe drove her nuts?
Not really.
No?
No. I probably never cared. I never paid enough attention to what she thought about things.
Oh, you know, okay.
Yeah, I just did it my dang way. That's the way it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess you try to... You're always doing something, so you keep yourself really busy.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whether it be, you know, riding the mules or, you know, with work, all that stuff. Although, I told you, you need to cut down on all that fire extinguisher stuff. They give you way too much. They give it too much.
Yeah, but man, it's good money. If I don't take advantage of it, I just think I'm a loser, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. I mean,
that thing just was laid in, just give to me. And it's just a real good gig. And just, if I don't take advantage of it, I just think I'm just a loser.
Well, I know no one in the community thinks that. Everyone loves Vince.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
knows Vince. Yeah. It's like my grandpa, you know, and everyone knew who he was and had great things to say about him. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was that one person I talked to the other day that really hated your guests. But,
for kidding. Real?
No, I'm kidding.
You know, I used to work with a guy and he just did not like me. And I just tried my best to overwhelm and see what it was, but. He didn't like anybody else, but it really bothered me that he didn't like me.
If he didn't like most people, it probably wasn't a good reason why he didn't like you.
Yeah.
But
well,
do you know?
I made a comment about something he had on one time. It looked kind of girlish in a break room. And he just flat told me, you know what? I just don't like you. I said, what, Bob? I'm sorry, man. I was just kidding around. No, I just don't like you. I don't like you. And I never did. I never did get... back in good with that guy. I never really was friends with him or anything, you know, but that really bothered me. I guess I just really need to be accepted.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that. You're a very social person.
I guess I know that.
Yeah. You and I are very different. Like I'm okay with a lot of days just being here. I don't want to go out and visit, but the reason I wrote this song is because, you know, it kind of gets to you even for somebody like me, kind of an introvert. And I like the open quiet, you know,
yeah.
Is there any time when you like to just have your quiet?
No, not really.
No,
no.
You are strange. That is so strange to me.
You know what? I'll be driving back from Murfreesboro on such a long, it takes an hour, and I'll call my buddy's wife and she's a talker. And I talk and talk and talk and talk. and pull up in the driveway and don't have a clue what the heck we're talking about.
Or how you got home.
Yeah.
One of those people. That's cool. That's cool to have. Maybe you were doing something on your own around the house and you did something really stupid. I know you have done something stupid over there.
About the stupidest thing I've done here lately. I worked for this one woman for about 2 years. Well, no, four or five years. She's overly friendly. Her name is Pam, and she's a manager over at Nashville Wire. And got a good job, you know, and well-kept lady. I finally got up enough nerve. I asked her, "You got a big old burly husband?" She said, "No." I said, "You got a big old burly boyfriend?" She said, "No." "I got a girlfriend, though." She said, "Actually, I've been married 2 years. You know her. It's Pat. One of her coworkers is Pat."
Oh, okay.
I could have melted. Well, I go get a fire extinguisher. When I come back, they were standing in there just laughing. I said, "You told on me." "Yeah, I did." I said, "It took me 2 years to get up enough courage to ask you out." She said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." That's about so I ain't asked nobody ever since.
Really? I figured someone as social as you, you'd be asking ladies out left and right.
I don't have no experience in that. I was married when I was 16.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess that's a different type of conversation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to ask them? If they got any mules or wagons or anything?
Yeah. I wouldn't lead with, "Do you like riding mules?" I would not lead with
I guess I'm kind of so weird in my own way, you know. It's going to be hard for me to find somebody that.
No, you're so nice. You're so nice. I find that hard to believe.
I don't know.
How young are you looking at?
Oh, I did find this other woman. She's a manager of one of my Goodwills. But, man, this little old woman's about mid-50s.
That's not too young.
No, I'm 64.
I know.
But anyway, she's a very attractive, weighs about 92 pounds, and cold jet black hair. And I ask her, "Are you Spanish?" She says, "I'm actually half Spanish and half Cherokee Indian."
Oh, wow.
I said, "Oh my God, I'm
that's right up
Mexican
your alley."
"Got you, the Indian." I said, "Are you married?" She says, "No, got a boyfriend though." And I said, "Well, if anything ever happens, now you give me a call." She said, "Okay." But man, this girl, I was starstruck. She was so stunning. I mean, she was a looker, man. But I have something in common with her to talk about. I ask her, "You speak Spanish?" She said, "Not a word." Oh, Lordy.
Oh, really?
This girl's my match.
Oh, Lord. Our second guest, you may remember from the Fireball episode. Her and her husband were the guests.
You're my fine wine. I'm your Fireball. You're my fine wine. I'm your Fireball.
So where do you have your campfire? By the studio? Or
I actually have three different
okay,
spots.
Well, that's good. Because I know there's a place where Chrissy puts her hairspray and blows up everything.
Yeah. That actually, I think that's happened once in every fire pit that we have. So.
You know what? You need to write a song about that. Being married to Chrissy is explosive.
It definitely is. And you never know when it's going to be exploding.
In many ways. So your life would be so boring without her.
It really would. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this song is about, is when she's here, you know, you get into arguments and stuff. But when you're not arguing, you really miss.
Yeah. You like really the little bantering.
You know? Yeah. And
well, he says I've livened up his world because he's a little boring. But then he grounds me a little bit because I'm a little up over beyond. So
he says his life is boring.
I shouldn't say boring. He says I add spark to his life or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe his personality.
I'm going to say that's not a good thing for a pilot to say.
No. And please don't say I think he's boring. So tell me about this podcast. Why are you doing this one?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm putting out an album, and I figure it'd be kind of interesting and showcase where songs originated, kind of behind the scenes, and why I wrote these songs.
Okay.
This one in particular is about stuff I've learned about around the house, you know, like laundry and cleaning. And while Chrissy wasn't here, okay, I did it my own way. There's a line in the song where if I don't have laundry detergent, but I have fabric softener, I'll just pour it in a different spot and call it a day. You know?
Oh, no. So,
but then the other side of that is I've learned how I am to live with myself.
Yep.
Because it's a comfortable place. I really like it out here, but it's just me. So I see a lot of my faults, whether it's me working on songs or tracks, or if I don't have anything to do that day, it's a lack of motivation to do anything. You know, I learned a lot about myself that way too. So the hook of the song is I learned a lot from her being gone.
Yeah.
The song takes kind of a dark turn. So.
And sometimes when you're by yourself, that happens a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. For everybody. If you don't have anyone there to not necessarily hold you accountable, but just
even talk to.
Yeah. What's that phrase? An idle hand is the devil's tool or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That comes out in this song. For the listeners, your husband is gone for a week, maybe 2 weeks at a time, right?
Usually it's 7 days on, seven off, because he's a pilot.
Okay.
I was trying to think about it. I'm like, okay, what are the things that change with him being gone? And the first thing I thought of was the sleeping patterns, because I get used to him being in bed with me. Like, okay, this is good. I'm used to him feeling his foot here. You know, it's good. And then he's gone. And I'm like, wait, something's wrong. I'm like, okay. And then I get comfortable with that. Then he comes back. And I'm like, wait, who is here? It's just, even that, something like that is just totally different. And you get used to your pattern of like, I get up in the morning, I do this when he's not there. And then when he's there, I have to be quiet because I get up before him sometimes. Or, you know, you have a routine. And our life continues, but when your spouse leaves, they think the life back at home is the same, but sometimes it isn't.
Right.
Like sometimes I slack off and sometimes I don't fix the bed. Just because.
I couldn't tell you the last time I fixed the bed. Is there something you have learned to do better, you know, with just one-on-one around the house than what he would have you do? Like, I already mentioned before that she's always in and out. And I don't know what to do with her stuff, right? So what I've learned to do is to make stuff easier on myself. If I clean a rug, I'll just drag it outside and hose it off. And I'll do the same with the dogs.
Well, I've noticed that, like, I live in my house. I'm neat. I'm not, like, crazy. I keep up laundry and do all of that. I mean, I don't fix my bed sometimes just because. But if you think about with his life, when he comes home and he's away from work, he goes to a motel room that's perfectly neat. Everything is in place. And then when he comes home where I live, things might not always be that way. And he might notice some of that, like my stuff. Like I notice his stuff, but he knows why it's there and what's the reason. But he doesn't always know what my plan is, like when he comes in. And so he'll often say, like, what's this here? Or I put stuff on the counter and he's like, well, what's this doing here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just living here, dude. you know, it's just a difference, and it's not all. When I started realizing that, like, his life away from home, everything is all nice and neat. There's no one living there where you're paying the bills or you're putting the mail here or you're doing that. So that was one thing that was different. Food is also different. I mean, he's quite the chef. And when I make food, it's just sustenance, so I'm not hungry. And, you know, he has herbs and all of this stuff. And I'm just like, okay, what do you do for one person for 7 days? You make something and you have to eat it for 3 days and it gets kind of old.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you eat a whole can of green beans one night for dinner. But sometimes I would work till 9 or 10 or something like that. But when he's there, I'm like, no, I have to remember to spend quality time with him. So I try to stop to spend time with him. But it never fails, though, if something's going to go wrong with the house or the car, it's when he's gone. Yeah. Like the garage door. One time, couldn't get out. And I'm like, you're kidding me. So I did everything I thought I knew. Like, you pull the little thing down at the top of the garage, and the garage door is supposed to come up manually. It's not working. And so I end up FaceTiming my friend and said, hi, I'm in my garage. I can't get out. What can you tell me? So we're FaceTiming. I'm showing him stuff, and he's helping me figure out how to get out of my garage so I can get to work. And I don't always want to call Ken when there's an issue because his hours are so different. He could be another time zone, and I don't want to call him and wake him up in the middle of the night. Or the dishwasher doesn't drain. That's when it happens when he's gone. That kind of stuff where you've got to, like, just figure it out on your own. Like, all right, buck it up, buttercup, figure it out.
Have you learned to work on appliances? While he is gone.
No, but I know the number to call. Also, no, don't put edamame shells in the drain. Because it doesn't go. And the food, what's it called? Not the drain, the
garbage disposal?
Yes, the garbage disposal. Edamame shells do not go down the garbage disposal.
Aren't they like a pea kind of thing?
Yeah, but I thought maybe you just stuff a bunch down there and you put water. Apparently not. So yeah,
it's supposed to grind it up and.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I thought. But I had to call a plumber. And Ken was like, I called him like, Ken, it's not coming. And he's like, you put them down there? And I'm like, yes, I did.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
That's what I thought.
For vegetables and stuff.
So then I call the plumber because it's not draining and everything's all messed up. Shane, he walks in with a plunger. He uses a plunger on the drain, and then it fixed it. Like, I just paid what?
Oh, so it is allowed to go in the drain. It just clogged the...
the pipe. And one time I came home and I thought that I looked at the corner and I'm like, oh my gosh, water must be running down. It was raining and water must be running down the wall because I can see that it looks damp. Like there's a different shade. I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on?
Oh no.
So I'm like, what do I do? I'm like trying to figure out what it would be. And so again, I called my friend and poor guy, my best friend's husband. This is what's happening. He said, well, take a picture. So I took a picture. He's like, okay, well, open up where the air conditioner is and see what's going on there. And then I stood there and looked back and realized it was the shade from the lights looking like there was water. And it was the shade. I'm like, oh my gosh. Things like that, you just feel so stupid. Like, you wish you wouldn't have asked for help, but you learn to be a little bit more independent. You learn to appreciate them a little bit more when they're here as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's definitely one side that absence makes the heart grow stronger.
Right, and it's true, and you value your time more because when you're separated, we kind of make sure that we talk when he's gone on the phone. And, you know, sometimes then when you're home all the time, you talk, but it's not really intentional. You're just like there residing with each other. But it's like, oh, hey, whatever. But you're not talking, really communicating with each other. But when we're gone, we make sure we have time that's like a focused conversation. So in a way, you know, it kind of benefits our relationship, but doesn't mean that I wouldn't love to have him there all the time. But I think sometimes because we only have a certain amount of time together, we're more intentional with our quality time.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. I wonder if there's something to that, that maybe other people should do.
Yeah, have some time away for yourself, because I'm going to be honest too. Sometimes I'm like, okay, see ya. I don't mind having that quiet time when I come home. It's just like, okay, I've been with people. I'm just going to be quiet and don't have to talk to anyone. You know, just do nothing with no expectation. I can just be me and just have some chill time. And people have joked, like, Sheila, you've been married 30 years, but really it's only 15 because you're apart so much. But I have lots of friends that actually work together, husband and spouse, as a business. And I think that would be tough. I think that would be extra hard. A lot of people, I wouldn't say judge, but comment, like, I'd never do that. I can't believe he's gone all the time. Yeah, that would be really hard. But it's all on what your perspective is and what you make of it. You know, it could be that someone is physically home at night every night, but maybe they leave at 4 a.m. or 6 a.m, then they're not home till 7, and they come home and eat and go to sleep. So you make the best of it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're making probably a lot more quality time, you know, whether you're talking with them,
right?
Rather than they come home and do what you just explained, is kind of zone out and wait for it to start again tomorrow.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
There's a line in the song. It says, "Sometimes I don't say a word until I finally hear from her. I used to think I liked the peace till I found so little inside of me." Would that mean anything to you?
Yeah, sometimes being alone too long is not good for my brain.
Yeah.
Because I can be into myself and I lose perspective. I think, oh my goodness, this needs to happen, and I dwell on my minute things. When someone else comes into my life, then when Ken comes home, it gives me another perspective. I'm like, wait a minute. Think a step back a little bit, look outside. He gives a different view. He gives a different perspective on life and can kind of say step back or zone in.
Yeah.
Or,
maybe he would have saw the lampshade.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. Is another perspective. I know when I edit songs or a podcast and I'm just totally engulfed in that sound for hours on end. If you just let it go for a day and go back and listen to it with different or fresh ears.
Yeah.
That helps so much. Or have somebody, it really helps to have somebody else listen to it right away and see what standing out or not standing out.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of, well, I don't know what I'm trying to say with that, but.
Sometimes I think, we might have goals. We might have all this stuff. Like, I want to do this. I want that to happen. Like, why can't I do this? Or why can't I do that? And I think when someone else comes in and you realize they're viewing your life, you're like, oh, well, I know why that goal's not happening, because I'm not doing these steps to get there.
Oh, you're talking about larger.
Well, it could be losing weight. It could be trying to be healthy. It could be, you know, that. And you're like, I can't do this. I can't do that. And then when someone is there, like, oh, I probably could do this now, because they're watching. I guess the whole thing of sometimes holding you accountable to what your goals are. If you're telling someone this is what I want to do, and then you don't do anything about it, they're witness to it. Like, well, you probably could have done it here. You just sat on the couch and watched TV, you know, that kind of thing. But another thing is hard too, is when I might be doing something with my girlfriends or having fun and he's gone and wants to call at that time, like, well, just I'm busy right now. Yeah. And you know, you have to be careful because he's like, well, when you're the one at home waiting to hear from them or talk to them, why doesn't he have time for me? Then when I'm having to doing something, I'm busy having a great time, and he calls, it feels like it's interrupting. But he called me, he just started talking, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, hey, guess what? I'm doing this right now. Can you wait a second? And so we had to have that conversation of, when you call, at least check in to say, is this a good time or is this a bad time?
Okay, let me ask you this. Is there something that you do when he's not there?
Well, yeah.
That he wouldn't approve of if he was there.
Of course. And I'm not stupid enough to put it on air right now because you will post it or someone else of my family and he'll be like, what?
All right, I'll leave that up to me on this episode. I'll put it all out there for Chrissy to
good
hear.
Luck. And she's spicy and she could probably win you in a verbal argument, so good luck.
Yep.
Because as you're still going, wait, what was the question? She's already got an answer and something that you should say.
Oh, I know. She's already been thinking about that for a few months, I'm sure. Why is the carpet always wet when I come home?
Just clean it for you, honey.
I just pressure washed the showers. She was wanting me to clean the showers out. And I was like, well, I know the best way to do this is to bring the pressure washer up inside, run the hose inside the house, and just pressure wash everything off of there. That would be the easiest way to do it. Sure enough, about that time, the UPS guy comes up and delivers something, and the hose and the pressure washer is running in the house.
No.
He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I bet you never pressure washed a shower before, have you? He was like, no, I haven't. Does it work?
You've got to learn what battles to fight and what not to protect yourself. That's another thing. So Ken really, really likes a clean vehicle. Uh-huh. And it used to be he'd come home and wash both vehicles. So I don't wash the vehicles. I don't spend all the time. But like when in Florida, when there's a lot of bugs, the love bugs, stuff like that, the season is in. When he comes home, I'm like, oh, crap, I got to hurry up and clean the car. So he knows I'm taking care of it, being responsible, because, you know, he's told me before, you leave those love bugs on there, it will mess up the paint. I'm like, yeah, I know. But yeah, there's also that little thing. It's not a fear, but it looks like you kind of relax sometimes. And then when he's coming home, I'm like, oh, got to hurry up and do this before he gets here.
Yeah, it's not with cars.
The house.
Yeah, with the house for sure. I'm always the one pointing out stuff on Chrissy's car. It's like, what'd you hit today? There's a huge scratch on the side of your car. She has no idea.
Well, maybe it's because she's on her phone while she's driving. I love you, Chrissy, but just saying.
I know she talks quite a bit on her phone while she's driving. Hands free. Yeah.
God bless her.
Yeah. But in her defense, she drives more than anyone I know because of her job.
That's true.
So it was last month, okay? She had four screws in one tire.
Oh, and goodness. The
other tire had another screw in it. And
where was she?
Well, she was at a film shoot. And apparently I want to call them arts and crafts department, but I think it was just called the arts department where they make all the props and everything.
Yeah.
Apparently they were throwing, you know, scraps around everywhere. And she must've drove through, like, someone spilled screws on the ground or something. I don't know what happened. Well, the funny thing about it is it was a slow leak on all of them. Like, they all went straight in.
Oh.
And broke off. So it was just like a slow leak. The whole time she was on the film shoot, I had to pump up her tire because she had to leave so early in the morning, and she get back after 16 hours, a 16 hour day. The shop was closed, and unless she took my truck, and I'm glad she didn't, because that would mean, you know, 4 or 5 extra tires we had to get replaced.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And now, this is I Learned a Lot from Her.
I do my best not to ruin her clothes as I try to figure out where the laundry goes. If fabric softener's all I got, I pour it in a different spot. Don't tell her, but my shop vac was cheaper and reaches smaller cracks. And fancy rugs don't go with those. I take them both outside and hose them on. I learned a lot from her being gone. Gone. Sometimes I don't say a word till I finally hear from her. I used to think I'd lack peace till I found so little inside of me. I learned a lot from her being gone. Gone. Sometimes I run out of food. I don't leave unless I have to. As long as something's on the shelf, because I can't live with myself. I learned a lot from her being gone. Best not to ruin her clothes as I try to figure out where this laundry goes.
The Root Note has been brought to you by Put Them in a Song in collaboration with MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.